Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. We're going to talk about the Atlantic Lions Club. They have their pancake supper coming up here real soon. Want to talk with Jim Nordskog and also Leon Hodges. Talk a little bit about what's going on with Lions. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jim. Say, it's the Leon and Jim show again. Jim and Leon show. You're correct. We are here because we have the Lions pancake supper coming up. It's going to be all you can eat. Like usual, $7 per person, 5 and under get to eat for free, and it's going to be Tuesday, September 17th, 4:30 to 7, and out at the Atlanta Community Building. Besides being a great meal to come down to, and you get to see Leon's smiling face, if he's not taking a nap in the corner, that's worth the 7 right there, as I see it, right? But regardless of all that, people always wondering, well, you know, they're selling Christmas trees, they're having a waffle supper, they're having, you know, what do they do with all that money that they make?
All that money.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. We're not making Leon's house payment, that's for sure. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I don't think we have in the past, and a lot of people don't realize it, but the Lions kind of cut Iowa up into four sections, and our club is in the Southwest District. And part of the Southwest District, it's 9 Southwest Care and Share Fund. And this fund that the individual clubs, they decide if they're going to put money in there or not. It's not mandatory. It's not. But when you see the kind of things they do, it just makes sense that when the year comes around and they ask for money, you try to do what you can for them. We did this year give them money just like we have in the past. And that money comes out of the money we raise with pancakes and waffles and Christmas trees. But this year, we all know about the Missouri Valley situation. And a lot of those people that got forced out of their homes had nothing. And this fund is to help them with medical, educational, personal belongings. Some people are handicapped and they need their support person there to help with them. We pay to put them up in a hotel or make sure they get there so they can help them. Obviously these people aren't living at home and they need a heater to keep warm. Stuff like that is bought. Small kitchen appliances. School supplies for the kids, you know, they don't have anything to go to school with or write with or write down on anymore because it's all in the flood area where they can't go. So it's things like that. That's just one thing we do that the money goes towards. We don't hang on to the money. We don't, you know, see how much we can save and have a big pile of it. When it comes in and we have money we can use for things, it goes out to things like that. Leon, he has some other things he wanted to talk about that on.
Besides the district, we also have international but local. Locally, we do a lot of things as well. Local community events. In the last 2 years, we've donated $7,200 to the local activities here in Atlantic, and that includes the annual Easter egg hunt, summer fun bus, Nishna Valley YWCA, YMCA, Atlantic School Nurses Fund, Camp Perco Hollow, who is a diabetic camp, Special Olympics of Iowa, and the Atlantic Alzheimer's Fund Drive, which incidentally at our late meeting just the other night, we set aside $100 for the Alzheimer's Association, which is having a walk here, I think, pretty quick, and Special Olympics also. So we donate to those kind of things. We do service also, including we're known for eye and hearing. Eye testing, I'll mention again the Kids Sight Program, which tests kids who are 6 months to 4 years old to see if they have lazy eye or something that they might get some help with. And we just tested out at Head Start here yesterday, the other day, and tested about 18 kids. And that the results will be sent into Iowa City, and they'll see whether there's a problem with any of the kids. But since we started this back in about the year 2003, we've tested locally over 3,000 kids. So it's been a great program for Lions locally and throughout the state and throughout the all of Lionism. So we, in, at our meeting the other night again, we gave some money to someone for eyeglasses to buy. They do their own testing and ready when they come to the point of buying the glasses, then we'll help with that. And also sponsor, we have two dogs that we sponsor, leader dogs for the blind. Ironically, one of them looks somewhat like one of the members of our club here.
No, I don't have my tongue hanging out like that, Leon.
But nice dog. They're trained at Fort Dodge at the prison there. We got a nice little letter from one of the prisoners who had helped train this dog. And once they have their initial training, then they're sent to Rochester, Michigan, where they're trained to be a leader dog. So that's a program, nice program to be involved with. I don't know whether I mentioned, I was talking about this local stuff. I always like to mention we're the largest service organization in the world. 1.4 million men and women, about 160 countries and geographical areas. So we've been going since 1917. We had our 100th anniversary here a couple of years ago. So it's an older organization, but we're one of the largest as well.
You bet. Well, as we all know very well, Iowans, particularly those of us here in Southwest Iowa, are very generous folks. We like to give to a lot of good causes. Some of them are national, but there are also people right here in our own neck of the woods that need assistance, and that's one of the reasons that groups like the Lions Club are around, is to help facilitate that effort. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you've identified a lot of good projects there, too, to be able to help folks with. Is that, Jim, one of the reasons that you joined Lions, was the charitable outreach?
I'm not sure if it was that or my brother-in-law, Greg Schuler, forced me to join.
Oh, okay. Well, there's that.
Sometimes forcing work.
No, it wasn't hard to decide when until I moved here, I didn't really, I'd seen things that had the Lions thing on it, and I kind of knew that they were a charitable organization, but I had no idea anything about it. It wasn't until I moved to a small town like this that you kind of pick up on that. That's the other thing. If this sounds like something that would work for them, and they want to be part of an organization, you can be as much of it as you want, or you can be, an at-large member, just kind of help out when we have these fundraisers. But same way at the Pancake Supper, if you want to come and talk to us and get joined up, it's no problem.
We can sign you up. How would folks go about doing that? Just simple as striking up that conversation?
Exactly, and then we'll have you come down to a meeting, and we'll get you an application and write us out a big check, right, Leon?
Yeah, right.
Make sure the name's
spelled
right.
We meet at the Farmer's Market on the fourth Tuesday.
Fourth Tuesday, yep.
We have one meeting a month now and one board meeting. So our membership is not what it used to be. We used to have a lot of them died out, and, to attract new members, we have to work at that.
So everybody does, yeah.
That's right. Everybody's a lot of good organizations in town. We just happen to be the best one.
Everybody has obligations, we know that. But if you do want to be involved in some way, there's always an outlet for something like that. And the Lions Club is out there looking for members who want to be as involved as they want to be. I mean, you don't have to be the guy to come out here and do the interviews all the time. You can do whatever you want.
This is the hardest part here. Yeah, this interview. Yeah.
You got to work your way up to that.
Well, we do have to spend some time promoting all the things that we do. I just have one question for you guys. You are friends, right?
Occasionally.
We know each other, yes.
We're acquaintances. I got you. They like to rib each other. I guess that just kind of shows you the relationships they have through the Lions.
I took my wife out for a ride the other day, one of the places we went, so he could see Jim's place out there. So
there you have it.
We talk once in a while.
All right. Very good. Well, I know you always get a pretty good crowd, good support for these types of events. Yeah, there might be a little line when you get there, but we just call that fellowship time.
That's right. Yeah. Socialize. Yep.
That's right. It's an opportunity to visit a little bit. So, again, that's coming up Tuesday. This Tuesday already, September 17th.
Yes, sir.
7 o'clock, it's not 7 o'clock. It's $7 per person, and 5 and under can eat free. If you'd like to kick some money in for those folks, too, we'd sure appreciate that. But 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic, and again, you're helping out the cause when you stop by and fill up your belly. Hope you get a chance to come out and do that. Guys, thanks for coming in. Leon, Jim, appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you.